Tim Cocker on Liverpool's hit music station, Radio City 96.7.
Joining me now, frontman of Liverpool's very own Zootons, Dave.
Hello.
Pleasure to meet you, man.
Nice to meet you.
How you doing?
I'm all right.
Is it welcome back to Liverpool, or where's your digs
really,
now?
Really, no. Still live in Liverpool, yeah. Just,
The musician's lifestyle takes you all over there, of course.
Well, it has done in the past. Not so much at the moment.
You've been under the weather, Dave?
Yeah, have I had chronic laryngitis? They said it was acute laryngitis, which is, like, severe, but then it just kept staying croaky, and the only time, like, say if I rode my bicycle, not like a big bike or nothing. if I rode my bike, it relaxed the muscles, so it was all right. And if I had a drink, that relaxed the muscles, so it was all right. So it was either one extreme or the other for about 3 weeks, and then, I don't know, I went to doctors, and then I went to a speech therapist. I'm on 3 litres of water a day, and I've got to steam me face.
Well, I just say the toilet is just up around the corner. Yeah. Just give me a shout if you need it. Hey, Dave, you mentioned a bike.
It's a Rally Meathead. It's camouflage.
Is that like an old school one?
No, it's not.
No, it's like Rally
250 from Edge Lane.
Meathead.
Meathead, yeah. It's like a mountain bike. Yeah. I've just added a horn on it because I lost my bell. I bought one of these horns, but I think I'm going to have to stick like a sock down the thing because it's really loud. I think people will get angry with me if I beep them out of way.
So where can we see Dave McCabe riding your Rally Meathead?
All over the place, really, yeah. Las Vegas, Tokyo. I'm worldwide, really.
Oh, and Mount Pleasant.
Mount Pleasant, yeah.
Get up a bit of speed down there, yeah.
Prescott Road.
Do you know what, actually, Dave? I mean, you must see the inside of so many radio studios, and we're quite in a unique position here where we can just step outside of the studio and see 360-degree views of your city. I've got a little remote microphone here. We could just step outside and take a little bit of a wander around the tower and have a chat.
Cool, yeah.
Cool, right, we'll be doing that with Dave McCabe from the Zootons then next.
Tim Cocker on Liverpool's hit music station, Radio City 96.7.
Good afternoon, I'm Tim Cocker with Dave McCabe, songwriter, frontman from Liverpool's very own Zootons, and we're out of the studio right now. We're stood in the Radio City Tower looking out across Liverpool, and Dave, the first thing I can spot is the Echo Arena, which of course you played just before Christmas. How was that?
Yeah, I enjoyed it. Yeah, it was a bit nerve-wracking because my mum and dad and that were there, but it's always weird playing in Liverpool because you're just playing in front of loads of people, you know. It's easier to play in front of strangers because you probably won't see them again.
And Dave, there she is, the Mersey. What's that line in Valerie? How's it go? Sometimes I go out by myself and I look across the water. Can you tell me, where's the spot looking across the Mersey that you were singing about?
No, I didn't really. It's a lie. It's all in my head. It was a dream. It's meant to be about America as well. It's not really meant to be about Birkenhead. It's meant to be more like looking towards America.
And Dave, just looking at it, there's buildings going up all the time, there's cranes, there's new stuff. Liverpool's changing all the time. What's your view on it?
It looks like a model, doesn't it? It looks like a bit of a model. Like a robot, like in Robocop, the new OCP building. So it looks a bit futuristic, especially the Liverpool one bit. But they've got a Wagamamas there, so that's all right, because I quite like it, isn't it?
Dave, I'll tell you what, as we're walking around, if you spot anywhere, I don't know, the place you got your first kiss, make sure you tell us, won't you?
It was in Knowsley Village. Sarah Bowman, her name was. I should really say that. Like. They used to go to the Crazy House. Got some action in the bogs in there once. Like. That was the first. I'd have liked to have played there at the time.
Let's walk on. Because there's a place just around the corner that I definitely want to mention, Dave.
Yeah.
There it is, St George's Hall. That's where your next show in Liverpool is going to be, a week on Saturday.
Yeah, I don't know what to expect. I don't think I've ever actually been in. I know Ringo done a gig on the roof there, and then everyone hated him after it, which is quite funny. I've never actually been in there, but yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I always think of Brookside, the start, the booger, 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 booger. It was fingered down when I'm bad.
Yeah.
That's why I don't really go around there much, because it just makes me laugh.
So I just spotted Lewis's out the corner of my eye, and that was on The Apprentice last week, which is a TV show I'm addicted to. What TV show are you well into?
The Wire.
Everyone talks about The Wire.
Yeah, I'm on the fifth. I'm on the last season now, yeah. But, yeah, it's amazing. Like, I was into Heroes. Heroes was my top one for a bit, but it's just, how many times can you die and come back to life? It's doing me head in. When's Peter Petrelli going to kill Siler, and when are they going to just lose all the powers and become normal?
24. See, I love 24.
See, this is one I've never got into. Or The Sopranos. I think I'm going to do The Sopranos next. But The Wire
It's all, I'm like an advert, it's all about Baltimore. But, you know, when you watch The Wire, you realise how much of a nice place Liverpool really is, because it's not so nice there.
You've got to put one thing to bed, because I'm hearing this story all the time, Dave, that Sean and Abby are engaged. Is that true or false?
No, they're not engaged.
But they're happy.
One minute you kill each other, next minute you're making love to each other like some. Not that I've seen any of that. They're about as happy as anyone else is.
Well, Dave, I've really enjoyed this, mate.
Thank you very much.
I'm looking forward to the gig on the 23rd of May.
So am I. No, we'll be playing some new songs as well. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Dave, mate, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you. Nice one.
Dave McCabe from the Zootons on Radio City 96.7, and hopefully that's whetted your appetite before 4 o'clock. Win a couple of guest list places for that gig that Dave's talking about at St George's Hall a week on Saturday.
Tim Cocker on Liverpool's hit music station, Radio City 96.7.